Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Kuwait have constantly stood by each other. Addressing Indian diaspora in Kuwait, Prime Minister highlights India's skilled talent to meet world's demand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on separate guidelines for finance for Northeast region. GST Council announces rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5%, recommends amendment to definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. Delhi LG VK Saxena gives nod to ED to prosecute Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. And in Western India, Slam Squash Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh to face compatriot top seed Akanksha Salunkhe in the final tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Kuwait have consistently stood by each other. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event held at Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex this evening, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian community's contributions to Kuwait's progress and the strong reputation among Kuwaiti government and citizens.
Bharat aur Kuwait ka rishta sabhyataon ka hai, sagar ka hai, sneh ka hai, vyapar karobar ka hai. भारत और कुवैत अरब सागर के दो किनारों पर बसे हमें सिर्फ डिप्लोमेसी ने ही नहीं बल्कि दिलों ने आपस में जोड़ा है.
Highlighting India's global leadership in remittances, he attributed this success to the dedication and hard work of overseas Indians, including those in Kuwait. The Prime Minister said India has the skill, technology, innovation and manpower that Kuwait needs. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is well equipped to meet the world's demand for skilled talent.
Bharat duniya ki skill demand ko pura karne ka samarth rakhta hai aur iske liye Bharat apne yuvaon ka skill development kar raha hai. Bharat ne hal ke varshon mein kareeb 2 darjan deshon ke sath migration aur rozgar se jude samjhote kiye. Duniya ke desh bhi भारत की स्किल मैन पावर के लिए दरवाजे खोल रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi highlighted India's achievements as the world's fifth largest economy, a global leader in fintech and the third largest player in the startup ecosystem. Mr. Modi also showcased India's advancements in technology, including initiatives like the e-migrate portal to support Indian workers in the Gulf region. The Prime Minister extended a special invitation to diaspora members to attend Pravasi Bharatiya Divas and the Maha Kumbh in January 2025. The Prime Minister reached Kuwait City this afternoon on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. This historic visit, made at the invitation of Kuwait's Emir, seeks to strengthen the enduring friendship between the two nations. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to Kuwait's leadership for the support of the Indian community and highlighted the potential for enhanced collaboration across various sectors. He is also set to attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Earlier, the Prime Minister visited the Gulf Speak Labour Camp and met Indian workers in Kuwait. Mr. Modi met Indian diaspora and 101-year-old former Indian Foreign Service officer Mangal San Handa in Kuwait City. The Prime Minister also met with Abdullah Al Beron, who has translated both the Ramayana and Mahabharat into Arabic, and Abdul Latif Al Nasef, who has published the Arabic versions. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. This visit marks the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. It aims to strengthen bilateral ties and enhance cooperation in various sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the NABARD, RBI and Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited to formulate separate guidelines for finance for the Northeast region. Addressing the Northeast Bankers Conclave 2024 at Agartala today, he said as the region possesses a distinct topography, there cannot be a uniform guideline in the entire country.
Future बिजनेस को ध्यान में रखकर थोड़ा रिस्क आपको उठाना चाहिए। इसका मतलब है आपकी फाइनेंस करने की सारी पॉलिसी को थोड़ी लचीली बनाकर यहाँ के क्षेत्र, व्यक्ति और उद्योजक को एक अच्छा पैकेज देकर आगे बढ़ाना चाहिए।
Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the region will break all previous records in terms of attracting investment inflow. He said that it is the national duty to ensure progress and development of Northeastern region as it possesses immense potential. The Home Minister stated that the region will become a gateway for the developed India and also from trust and export point of view. Earlier today, addressing the 72nd plenary of Northeastern Council, Mr. Shah said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought the Northeast at the focal point. He said establishment of peace is the most important thing that has happened in the region.
10 साल के अंदर नॉर्थ ईस्ट को आर्थिक रूप से पूर्ण विकास के लिए कनेक्टिविटी की क्रांति लगभग पूरी हो चुकी है। नॉर्थ ईस्ट को मोदी जी ने इमोशनल, इकोनॉमी और इकोलॉजी ये तीनों दृष्टि से सक्षम बनाने का काम किया है। और पिछले 10 साल अकेले नरेंद्र मोदी जी 65 बार नॉर्थ ईस्ट में आए हैं, ये बताता है कि भारत सरकार का फोकस क्या है।
Several decisions have been taken to goods and service tax GST in the 55th meeting of the GST Council held in Jaisalmer of Rajasthan today. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. It was attended by the Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Ministers and officials of the Ministry of Finance. Later addressing a press conference, Ms. Sitharaman said the GST Council has decided rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5%.
A reduction in the rate of fortified rice kernels, which are classifiable under 1904, to 5%. Fortified rice kernels are supplied with an intent of they getting passed on to the PDS. So the poor benefit from it, and it was a conscious decision that we bring the tax down.
Announcing reduction in rate of compensation cess to suppliers for merchant exporters, the finance minister said this has been done to increase working capital for exporters.
There is a reduction in the rate of compensation cess to 0.1% on supplies to merchant exporters at par with the GST rate on such supplies. So this was a particularly important request which had come from traders and exporters. In order to help exporters, this relief is being provided.
The finance minister said the GST Council has decided to reduce or exempt tax rates on many items. Ms. Sitharaman said that the gene therapy has been exempted from GST. Also, GST will not be levied on the penal charges, late payment fees of banks and NBFCs. Ms. Sitharaman said the council has recommended amendment to definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. She added that the council has given in-principle approval on the concept note to remove the difficulties faced in the registration of small companies. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has given sanction to the Enforcement Directorate, ED, to prosecute Aam Aadmi Party convener and former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a case related to a now-scrapped excise policy. ED had sought the LGs not to prosecute Mr. Kejriwal earlier this month after it found alleged irregularities in framing and implementation of the excise policy. In a social media post, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi said that this news has been spread only to mislead people and distract them from the issues. She said that if such a permission has been given, then ED should make the copy of the approval public. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva welcomed the decision of Delhi LG and said that this reflects that Mr. Kejriwal is allegedly involved in corruption. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today held a virtual meeting with chief ministers and health ministers of all states and UTs on the government's 100-day intensified TB elimination campaign. Mr. Nadda requested the support of chief ministers to monitor the progress of the campaign. He also encouraged the support of members of legislative assemblies and councils to ensure community mobilization. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the government is committed to make educational curriculum of different courses available in regional languages. Addressing at the inaugural Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2024, the minister said that the awards has been started to honor those who have worked for farmers and for the rural development.
महापुरुष चौधरी चरण सिंह जी की जन्मदिवस के अवसर पे किसानों की सम्मान बढ़ाने के लिए गांव की अर्थनीति में रुचि रखने वालों के ऊपर चार आयामों में सम्मानित करने का एक प्रथा शुरू किया गया है। आज जैसे ही शुभ अवसर पर देश की किसानों की देश की अर्थनीति की आज हम चौधरी साहब के विचारों को क्रियान्वयन करने में सफल हो रहे हैं।
Union Railway and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today conferred 69th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Award 2024 to 101 employees and officers for the exceptional contributions to the Indian Railways. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted the significant progress made by Indian Railways over the last 10 years. He noted that the ambitious project connecting Kashmir to Kanyakumari is nearing completion, promising seamless travel across the length of the country.
Kashmir, jo ki dream project tha, complete hone ko aaya. Bahut jaldi iska CRS hoke iska inauguration bhi hoga aur Kashmir se Kanyakumari train ek hi daur mein chalegi bina ruke.
Former Supreme Court Judge Madan B. Lokur has been appointed as chairperson of the United Nations Internal Justice Council, IJC. He has been appointed for a four-year tenure, ending on the 12th of November, 2028. In a communication to Justice Lokur, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it is a pleasure to appoint him with immediate effect as the chairperson of IJC. The General Assembly of UN established the IJC as part of new internal justice system to help ensure independence, professionalism and accountability in the administration of UN's justice system. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh for the next 3 days. Cold wave conditions are also very likely in isolated pockets over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad from today till the 23rd of this month. Met Department said minimum temperatures were in the range of 4 to 8 degrees Celsius over major parts of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Met Department has forecast moderate fog in the national capital in the morning tomorrow with mainly clear sky during the day. In Western India Slam Squash, the final of the women's singles will witness an all-Indian clash as Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh will face a compatriot, top-seeded Akanksha Salunkhe in Mumbai tomorrow. Anahat beat Egypt's Noor Khafaji 3-1, 11-4, 12-14, 11-9, 11-9 to advance to the final. In the other semi-final of the women's singles, Akanksha defeated Egypt's 5th seed Yana Swaifi 11-5, 12-14, 15-13, 5-11, 12-10. In the semi-final of the men's singles, India's Veer Chotrani lost against Malaysia's Amish N. Raj Chandran in straight sets 10-12, 12-14, 8-11. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the final of the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The 2024 Winter Solstice, the shortest day of the year, is observed today on the 21st of December in the Northern Hemisphere. The celestial event astronomically signifies the first day of winter. The winter solstice is a day each year that has the shortest period of daylight between sunrise and sunset and therefore the longest night. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Kuwait have constantly stood by each other. Addressing Indian diaspora in Kuwait, Prime Minister highlights India's skilled talent to meet world's demand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on separate guidelines for finance for Northeast region. GST Council announces rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5%, recommends amendment to definition of pre-packaged and labeled items. Delhi LG VK Saxena gives nod to ED to prosecute Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. And in Western India Slam Squash, Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh to face compatriot top seed Akanksha Salunkhe in the final tomorrow. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.